Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, and people at the bar, hey! All you children of sex. Mm-hmm. We are all children of the sex, brothers and sisters. The male and the female and everybody in between. The bananas and the peaches. The big and the small. Everyone is a child of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Brahma, or Donald Trump. He's got a lot of children. But one thing we all are is children of sex. Sex is what brings us into the world, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, and sex is what motivates us to stick around for a while. Whether that's PIV sex, you know what PIV means?
No.
Penis in vagina.
Awesome.
You learned something. Or perhaps foot sex. You know, there's all kinds of sex. Sex makes the global community go round and round. And sometimes oblong, not so round. Mm-hmm. But before we get to that, I want to wish everyone a happy Women's History Month, or herstory, if you want to get, you know, grammatically correct. Happy Women's Herstory. So I just want to mention a fabulous woman that I learned about looking up Women's History Month on the World Wide Web, Hedy Lamarr. Right? Do you know about Hedy Lamarr? Thank you for Hedy. Hedy had some head, and I'm not just talking about giving it. Mwah. Though she was beautiful with luscious lips. She was a great actress, part Jewish, Austrian, gorgeous. She appeared nude in a sex scene in the 1933 movie Ecstasy. Yeah. You liked Hedy Lamarr, Captain Max, huh? Yeah? You don't have a microphone. Okay, well, there's Captain grinning.
Now my microphone.
There he is.
Hi.
Hedy Lamarr.
Yes, I like Hedy Lamarr.
Yeah, was she? Is she one of your favorites?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Now, did you know that besides being a great sex symbol, Hedy Lamarr was an inventor?
She was an inventor.
A very important inventor, along with composer George Antheil. She invented a radio guidance system for Allied torpedoes using spread spectrum and frequency hopping technology.
That's right.
Defeat the threat of jamming by the Axis powers. And this is now incorporated into modern Wi-Fi and Bluetooth technology. And she has been inducted into the National Inventors Hall of Fame in 2014. So there you go. But one of the world's sexiest women, who was kind of an early porn star in a way, because she was in a nude film, was also an amazing inventor of wireless technology. So let's give it up to Hedy Lamarr for Women's History Month.
Wait a minute. She also did what? She was the first woman, right?
The first woman what?
To masturbate, to have an orgasm.
Oh, you're talking about in ecstasy.
In ecstasy, yes.
In that movie.
Yeah, yes,
well, right. That's why I say it was like a porn scene.
Yeah, but we didn't explain that.
Well,
it was
okay. Well, I needed you to
explain
that.
Somebody was playing with their thing.
She was a great
bonobo
revolutionary.
Yeah, she was.
She
was.
She was. She definitely was. And, I mean, pretty much a porn star, although then she came to America and cleaned up her act, so to speak. But, you know, I haven't seen that film. I should see that. Ecstasy. We should play that. But she was just one of these very, very all-around women. Just pretty much a genius. And gorgeous. And speaking of gorgeous, there is Dayton Raines. I am not going to speak to her genius, but she has yet to perhaps invent something. You know, perhaps.
Perhaps.
Perhaps. I mean, Hedy didn't invent her wireless technology until later in her life, but she was just a very all-around great woman, and so happy Women's History Month to Dayton and to Ono and
our
lovely gal photographer here, and also Bambi, the new girl
in
town.
We have a new bonobo.
Yeah.
But not that guy Jenner.
Sure. Happy Women's History Month to Caitlyn Jenner, who Max calls a guy because Max is, you know, a throwback
old
to
school.
Hedy Lamarr.
Old school.
Right, you could say. But I, you know.
I stick with my
sexuality. You can be a girl or a guy. It's your choice.
I'm uptight about my sexuality.
If you do it with commitment. Yes, she does.
She really does look good. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dr. Garth Fisher.
Who looks good?
Caitlin.
Oh.
Okay, I don't want to really spend too much time on that, guys and gals, and everything in between.
I need to talk with someone about something.
Right. Someone needs to talk. I can hear it. You guys. Okay, so look at this banana. This is the subject of my next talk.
And I see yellow.
Because
and I see white.
It's ironic, or perhaps you could say it is fitting, that we are kicking off Women's Month, Women's History, just Women's Month. Sad that it's just this one month, though. It's kind of like Black History Month. Why is it just the one month? It's kind of silly. But anyway, we're kicking it off with a conversation about penis size, thanks to the Republican Party.
Has been
debating about this.
They have such great pornographers.
They do. Actually,
thank you.
We gave an award to Kenneth Starr.
Kenneth Starr.
In 1998 for
Best Pornographer.
Best Pornographer of the year, or perhaps this century. And his pornography was not a film. He wishes it was. but it was erotica written out. Maybe a little better written than 50 Shades of Grey, I have to say. Because, you know, Monica's kind of a creative girl. And descriptions of all sorts. No, that's not the right thing to bring up. Okay, yeah, there's the bonobo way. And there is a banana, as well as some other dildonic, you know, kind of facsimiles, right? Facsimiles. So, oh, here's your standard big floppy dong.
Is that so standard? It's huge.
Yeah. Standard big, I said.
Oh, big.
And in America, you know, bigger is better. Mm.
Not for girls.
Exactly. So, anyway, to give you some background, the Republican presidential contenders are now debating penis size, or more specifically, it's kind of a metaphor, so they think, but it really isn't. Hand size. Okay, so now we can show some of the hands, which is a kind of an old wives' tale that it is related to penis size, although he really does have short fingers, Donald Trump, he does, which was first announced by Spy Magazine, Graydon Carter, actually, who's now the editor-in-chief of Vanity Fair, back in, I think, like 1980-something. He was calling, Graydon Carter called Donald Trump, we can show another picture of him now, a short-fingered vulgarian. And since
did
then...
Did you say vulgarian?
Vulgarian, yeah. Well, everybody...
Not Bulgarian.
Oh, not a Bulgarian. No,
you're not insulting
the
Bulgarian. Yeah, okay.
No, he's German. His original name was Dumpf, I think, or Drumpf, or Dumkopf or something. Anyway, who are the Dumkopfs now? So... Whoa. So the size of Donald Trump's hands has become a major subject of political discussion. Marco Rubio, so we could show Marco Rubio. He's the... We've got him.
How big are his hands?
Let's Marco
well,
Rubio.
His hands look similar to Donald Trump's, but he is 5'10", and Donald Trump is 6'2". Okay? So if you look at little Marco, as Donald likes to call him... Yeah, he's littler than Donald. He's 4 inches shorter. Now, we don't want to show Saddam, Osama yet.
Bin Laden.
Yeah, well, he's going to come up in the conversation.
Bin Laden has long fingers.
Right, we're going to see this soon.
I've seen him.
Okay, so back to Marco Rubio, please. We have another picture of him, don't we? Anyway.
Look at this guy.
Marco has used the size of Donald Trump's hands as a subject of attack. And there he is showing his own hands. Which are, you know, considering his head is so small, Jesus, I mean, they look relatively large. So on Sunday in Virginia, Marco said of the Donald, he's always calling me little Marco. And I'll admit he's taller than me. He's like 6'2", which is why I don't understand why his hands are the size of someone who is 5'2", Rubio said. And you know what they say about men with small hands? You can't trust them.
Oh. Mm.
That's actually not exactly what you say. They say about men with small hands that, you know, there's the old wives' tale, which actually is statistically not true, that men with small hands have small penises.
Not true.
Not really.
Not true.
I've been reading about it.
I know 5'7", but
that is what they say.
My hands are bigger than Trump's. Okay?
So, in any case.
Thank you, Hollywood Jake. Get fisted.
Yeah.
Small hands.
You can't trust them. So, you know, this is the subject of a great Republican debate because, you know, this is what the Republican primary has focused on. This is what it's about now. It's about who can be more vulgar, I guess. I mean, I thought I was the vulgarian, but, you know, these guys are in competition. And Donald himself has gone absolutely wild. He says, he hit my hands. Well, first of all, I mean, hit, I guess.
He hit his hands?
He hit my hands.
He slapped him, probably.
I guess so. Or probably bitch slapped him. Nobody has ever hit my hands. Now, if he's trying to say has ever embarrass me because of my hands. That's not true, because Graydon Carter did it back in the 1980s, and lots of people have been doing it ever since. In fact, I've read about his small hands before and noticed them, and you know, Rubio just caught up with the trend. So then Donald says, "Are they small hands?" And he referred to my hands. "If they are small, something else must be small." Donald is so articulate. "I guarantee you..." Well, no, this I got to say it like Donald. "I guarantee you there's no problem. I guarantee. No problem. I have small hands and I'm proud." Oh, that was Anthony Weiner. Yeah, you could show that again. You see... Anthony Weiner shows his wiener there in an underwear shot, a tidy whitey selfie. That's the actual.
Look at
angle.
His wiener, though.
Right?
It's kind of nice.
It's pretty big.
It's kind of nice. I'm curious.
And there it is, quite hard. We don't know, though. If
is it
it's
cut or uncut?
One of these. I mean, you know.
It could be a
yeah,
trick.
We don't know what's in there. But anyway, whatever's in there does look masculine. Maybe it's a hot dog. There he is. And you know, the problem is it sunk his political career. Don't show that yet. He showed it.
Ah! What are you doing
you
back
can
there?
Tell this is unscripted.
They're overzealous back there.
They're not doing bad, actually.
They're okay. Doing good. They're doing
so
good.
So basically,
look at that.
I got to say, we, you know.
Mar, get off the film.
It's
Mar.
About time the Republican Party caught up with us, because we have been saying that, you know, penis size is really kind of at the base, so to speak, of a lot of things. You know, for years, I've been saying that is what it comes down to. And really, the Republican Party is the party of dickheads, really. That's so, I mean, now you guys are all proving it, you know, by making it the main subject, the main meme of your presidential primary debate. Now, we can bring up those dildos because in 2002... what did I call Bush's threat to invade Iraq, coupled with Saddam's boasting that he had some big WMDs? Right? I called it the cockfight in the Baghdad Corral. That's right. And there are my dildos with the presidential cockhead and the enemy cockhead right there. Okay, so... I was trying to suck up to the president right there. It didn't work. Because the president was a pussy. His name is Bush. No. So anyways, that was the cockfight in the Baghdad Corral when he, you know, they were threatening each other and positioning each other just like a cockfight. And I said they should do like bonobos do and just penis fence. You know? I still think that a lot of wars would be solved and over if guys would just penis fence. But there's too much money at stake now, the military-industrial complex and everything. But, unfortunately, Bush did invade Iraq with shock and awe.
And started a worldwide disaster.
Which I called the Bukkake bombing crusade, and then that turned into the rape of Iraq. I got your penis metaphors, folks. Okay. Now, of course, the ultimate American castration was 9/11, the cutting down of the Twin Towers, American Big Dick 1 and American Big Dick 2. This epitomized American humiliation in a fiery castration.
This is why she's not on television.
Blown up before our early morning eyes on international TV over and over, wounding us where it really hurts, using our own planes like the castrator's box cutter to slice into our soaring symbols of virile trade, forcing a ghastly, fiery sort of ejaculation, a gush of smoke, body parts, and pain, a volcanic eruption of awful beauty. Beauty has no morals. A castration, a degradation, a humiliation beyond death. Though the deaths of the 6,000, we thought it was 6,000 then. It was since amended to like 3,000 or something, but this was written just after 9/11. was painful enough. This international multi-billion-fold humiliation is bitter salt on our wounds. The humbling of America, the lone superpower, master of the world, the man. We are all men in America, all strong compared to the poor of the world. And we have all had our big dicks cut off. Suddenly, without warning, well, we didn't feel warned. Actually, Bush had about a month of warning, but he was vacationing in Texas with that horse with the big dick, huh? Yeah. It's a small
no more Bush.
World with a
Mary
lot of people.
Mary Carey, I will say for us, she did do a photo shoot recently where she shaved her pubic hair and said, no more Bush. For Jeb, recently, when he got out of the...
Oh, Jeb. Well,
yeah, Jeb's gone. So there's
Jeb
another Bush gone.
But we could have another Clinton in the White House. Mm. Now, this guy actually had a dildo made out of his... resemblance here. This is, of course, my Billy Dick. Right. So, you know, guys there in the Republican Party, you know, using the dick metaphor, we've been doing it for decades, really. But in the middle of a primary debate, that reaches new levels of short-fingered vulgarity. Don't you think? I think so. What do you think at the bar?
There.
Hey, bar.
And hello, this is the bar.
Yes.
Bar,
the bar is
I hear, yes. You know, you're
we're here
yammering,
chatting. Just, we're
yeah,
yammering,
no,
yes.
If you're going to chat, do it
I
on a microphone.
I don't have earphones, so I
right.
Can't hear
Right, I hear
yeah,
it in like stereo in my earphones.
Pretty loud, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
There's a bunch of, yes, everybody quiet
so
in the bar.
So you can just step out to the garden.
It's a library.
That's right, it is a library. And... those who are not quiet, give us a demo, Dayton, stand up. Those
okay.
who are not quiet in the library will get book spanked. There. You suffered for the guys at the bar. Okay, so the question now is...
they'll suffer in the end.
Really, does size matter? In politics or sex. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight with my guests. By the way, the whole thing of the fingers and the toes.
Little hands.
And you have a big dick, so.
I,
you know.
Yeah, only yeah. for yeah. purchase.
Actually, our guest is very funny.
I
We've been drinking together
dick.
And talking.
Well, I'm just about to wind into my guest here.
No, don't burn the studio down with
the,
that.
Well. This
hot
is a rather
there.
Large,
jeez.
Hot penis. Yes. We've got a theme of size tonight on drsusanblock.tv, and we range from the tiny, when a stand-up. Oh, but you're wearing your
I'm wearing heels.
Heels.
I'll take my heels off.
Okay.
I'm very tiny.
Very tiny. This is the very tiny Dayton Raines, except in front, where she is, I think, a 32 triple D. So that's not so tiny.
My tits are big, but I paid.
Okay. The part that God or the goddess, or you could say nature, gave her. That's very tiny and very cute. Mm. And we have a guest tonight who we kind of just found out about, like
Sorry.
24 hours ago. His name is a little hard to pronounce, but I guess I'm going to call him Pat. Pat, he shows us the other side of the size spectrum, at least height-wise. We don't know about what's in the pants.
We don't.
No, he's not that kind of actor, but,
Let
you know.
Me get you a mic, Pat. Pat
Jenkins, author of Mark Ryan. No, don't even try to speak. And you know you're sitting on my dildos.
No.
Yeah, you are. I'm just saying. I mean, it's okay.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, you got your pants on, so I don't mind.
You're watching. I apologize.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you want to get a microphone? Okay, now you're just sitting on. Whoa,
my. I apologize.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
so
you know,
big.
You're that big, you have to, you know, kind
thank
of
you,
watch where you're putting that Oops. Thing. Oh, now you're sitting on my dildo.
No, I'm good.
They're happy about that. banana.
No, thank you. But
no, thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
Okay. All right, so I'm gonna put that there for later. Okay. So yes. You are my guest. I have all kinds of notes on you.
I'm honored, Doc Brock.
Yeah.
And you
so
too, Dane.
You're very large, first of all, size-wise. How tall are you?
I'm 6'9".
6'9". Wow. Okay.
Drink
okay.
your milk.
That's one, almost one, it's 1 foot and through, 1 foot and...
While you figure that out, can I see your hands?
11 and 3/4 of an inch taller than me.
Let's look at your hands here.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, here we go. All right.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, we still don't know if that correlates.
Holy cats.
Those are some gigantic hands. Whoa.
Can I try?
Okay. Oh, let's both do it, and it's like a dance.
Look at this. Oh, my goodness.
All right, men. Get ready.
Look at these hands.
Yeah, my godfather might be watching my travel room.
Pull out your hands. Okay.
First annual
thank you, Lenny.
All right.
Dick dropping contest.
Thank you, Captain.
Are you exasperated?
Exasperated.
This is the first talk show with this.
That is not the definition of exasperated.
I know.
I was. My breath was taken. I was breathtaken.
What you guys look like a graph. The little one, the little
I
bigger one.
I was hyperventilating.
The Bushy doll.
Sitting on my skirt.
I apologize, dear
lady.
What
there is of it.
Well, yeah. The rest is left to our imagination.
All right. So you brought yourself a book here.
I did.
It's not the book I expected. I thought there was some sort of book about sharks.
Actually, that was my first book. I wrote just when you thought it was safe.
Kind of phallic, a shark. I was going to compare it
well,
to
Well, actually,
a
if you want to go phallic, we talked about this.
Oh.
The robot's head. The robot's head, a lot of people watching the show as kids thought was based on a penis. And... you know, because he was basically the libido for the hero. So that was sort of the... I've written three books. I wrote Just When You Thought It Was Safe, A Jaws Companion.
The Jaws, right. See, that fits with our theme because that's... My theory is one of the reasons Jaws was so popular, other than the just delicious horror and gore that you guys like so much.
Of course.
Was that a shark really is a penis symbol?
Actually, you know what?
You know, sharks
right, it was the first penis.
Like
I was just going to say that, Captain Max.
No, it was.
You posted something in Bonoboville.
Yeah.
And I talked about it, and that's why I think that men that are called sharks...
Yes, the shark
have the biggest penis.
Is totally
well, I don't know about that.
They feel like
substitute.
They have the... Yeah, shark is like a... derivative
it's a symbol
penis.
Of the penis. It
because the shark was the first
it
one.
Is a euphemism, you could say, sometimes.
But
because
the,
you can't show a penis
actually,
in
the
a shark children's
actually
movie,
has a penis.
But you can show a shark
it actually
tearing
does. They're
people
called
apart. Isn't that weird? I don't know. It, maybe it's just me.
Well,
I'm
no,
a hippie,
it, that was.
But I think it's weird that you can't show a, like a nice, normal, or even an abnormal penis.
How do you do an interview for that, though? Who has the nicest penis? I think it might be on opinion. Maybe
an interview.
I don't know, like a casting call.
No,
let
but what I'm saying.
I don't have an answer for that.
I don't know, but that's okay. Derailing me, Dayton.
Sorry.
So you get a spanking. Okay, over.
Wait. Use my book. If you really want to hurt her, use my book.
Both books.
You deserve this, Dayton.
All right. So.
Bad girl.
Yeah.
Off the camp.
You're lucky if it was the Hulk book, it would have been 2 pounds.
Horror is okay.
You would have really regretted
but it. A penis is so naughty that even the Republicans can't actually say the word penis. They say hands and, you know, I can assure you everything is okay in that department. Oh, there's a penis right on our screen.
Please tell me that's not
Although
Anthony
we're not
Weiner.
Sure because it is.
I've
covered.
Seen too much of Anthony Weiner tonight.
Don't be a wiener.
By the way, happy Hearst
Dr. Susan Block Institute if you need to, you know, expose yourself
if
in
you
some
got a
way.
Problem like
and
that.
If you're a politician, it will be better for your career or a doctor, a lawyer, or an actor perhaps. Yeah.
Perhaps.
Okay, go on.
We can help you.
But, yeah, speaking of, there was an argument that the poster for Jaws was phallic symbolism with the...
Yes. It's not just an argument. It's totally
a naked
phallic
woman with the shark's head rising
with
underneath
a mouth.
It.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah, vagina dentata and all that.
Well, the vagina dentata is something that's been around for years, but this is the penis dentata shark, you know. So, yeah, okay.
But what they do is the male knocks the woman upside down. He actually has a penis.
Yeah, he has some. They have hidden. Something called claspers. It's the two fins in the back they grab them with.
Yeah,
I know
they knock
not
them
to go
over
Shark
and,
Week, but
and then they fuck them. Don't do this in the water.
Oh, yeah, they shark, go. They do.
Don't
they
do this at
that.
Home.
Yes.
We're enjoying our shark here. I mean, banana.
For those of you that are listening, we are licking bananas.
Are you jealous?
I'm impressed, actually, ladies. Two beautiful women sharing a banana.
The
genetically impressive.
Created banana.
I'm just enjoying the view.
And we haven't even bit it yet. Yet.
This is.
Okay, so now.
This is the most unique appearance
you're
I've ever done.
Giant man.
Good. Unique is good.
Unique is good.
Okay. And you're an actor, and
I
you
am.
Act in horror movies as well.
I do. In fact, if you have Showtime Beyond, Chastity Bites is on tonight
Chastity
and tomorrow
Bites.
On Monday. Yes.
Right. And
Elba, lesbian vampire take over a small town.
I honestly.
Oh.
And that's playing tonight
course,
right now?
Shout out to
on Showtime Beyond.
Joe Williamson. Shout out to Joe
I love
Williamson.
Joe. Joe Williamson.
Joe.
I love you, Joe.
Thank you.
Who
Thank
you for having me.
For you to visit us. And
Joe's amazing.
We love Joe.
Joe sends us all these vampire killers. And
well,
thank you, Joe.
Some interesting
I would never
types
kill a vampire.
People that I don't necessarily think of as the usual guest for our show. But anyway, you know, this. I'm not a big fan of horror. I understand. Well, I mean, I know that, you know, some people find it actually a turn on and an aphrodisiac. And
yeah, but
I
all chicks like vampires. You obviously
I
love
do.
Vampires. Yeah, there
I
we go.
Do.
Dayton, you love
I
vampires.
Do.
Of course, every girl
you know,
loves
when
vampires.
When a 6'9" tells me, a 6'9" guy tells me I obviously love vampires,
you
what
do.
Am I going to say? No, I don't.
Well, you love sharks?
I don't.
You don't love sharks?
Not
Dr.
really.
Susan does not appreciate
not really.
Horror films or
do
killing.
Do you see me licking a shark? I'm actually licking a banana. I'm not into that.
And besides, stuff. Bonobos are cool, but the greatest ape is the mandrill. He's got the cool nose.
See now, here you go.
No.
The mandrill attracts women.
Mandrills are not apes anyway; they're monkeys, I think.
Yeah, monkeys are apes.
No.
No. If they have a tail, they're monkeys. If they don't have a tail,
although we saw
I apologize. I was an English major.
That was a pudding tail, though.
Thank
I'm
you, Cal State Education.
That's why I don't have.
So,
anyway,
I was about to give Chastity Bites a little, like, sort of indirect compliment because even though I don't like horror movies because, well, they're just bloody and violent and kind of negative. But some of them are funny, I grant you. And
women empowerment, Doc. Women empowerment.
Well,
the last
most
girl
of them
lives.
Are not women empowerment.
Not
they
for the first 90 minutes.
right.
Last seven. The
I mean,
the
they're
girl.
All about the eroticism of killing women for the most
until the
part.
Last 10 minutes when the woman kills the killer.
Well, they got to do that to be a little politically correct. But you spend most of the time just kind of going through like the rape of Iraq in different women, like over and over again, until finally one of them is allowed to be the heroine.
She's and allowed to be the heroine because of her virtue. Every horror movie is Three Little Pigs.
Right, which always pisses me off that it's because of her virtue. So I'm about to give Chastity Bites a compliment.
You've seen Chastity Bites?
No, I saw the trailer. I didn't have to see the movie, frankly. And I
it's on Showtime Beyond tonight and
but
midnight.
But let me just say that
and tomorrow,
it is
and
the synopsis of the movie is that this evil older woman, of course, an older woman, older than 20.
I always like to do that.
Evil and old.
Not, and
like
porn,
you.
Too. I just want to let you guys know. Yeah. Anybody over 25.
So already, that's not.
This
so
is true. Crazy, welcome to Hollywood.
But, you know, so, okay, so she's an evil older woman who maintains her beauty and just absolutely porcelain clear skin, even though she's like from the 1600s, through bathing in the blood of virgins. Okay.
Okay, I would do it.
Okay.
All right.
So
I'm so sorry, but I'm so vain that I would probably.
I thought you were just going to play the part in the porn version.
Okay, I'm.
Boo.
So she could do that, but I mean, The blood part. I'm, all right.
I don't know. Kim Kardashian anyway. Does blood facials.
Okay, so she becomes it's on the she her the way she gets her blood in the 21st century is she becomes an abstinence education teacher, like a main director of an abstinence education, a chastity program. Mm-hmm. And so this movie is ultimately anti-abstinence education because
actually it is, yeah,
she the seems to get her victims from the girls who are virgins. She keeps them virgins so that then she can murder them and bathe in their blood. So the ones who aren't virgins, I'm guessing, just looking at the trailer, that the ones who have sex are not subject to her evil. So somebody wins in the end, not her. And anyway, that's
well,
the film. So there's a little bit of pro-sex female empowerment
actually
in this movie.
The film's writer
but it's
producer
gross with all the blood. But anyway, go ahead.
No, you're right. You're right. The film's writer producer, Lottie Ferris Knowles, is an amazing feminist.
Yes. You know? Yeah, and I felt that from the film. And she likes horror. It's just, you know, it's just it's like some people like rainbow showers in their porn. Not me.
Oh, me either. And I do porn, but I do like a little whore. I'm whore?
Yeah.
Wait, is that W-H-O-R-E or H-O-R-E?
I'm blinking a Vietnam prisoner.
I have had a lot
forgive
of
me,
horror people. You know, Corpsey. You know, Corpsey.
Well, I've had a lot of whores.
He's my good friend.
Oh, we know Corpsey.
And so he brings horror people. He brought the guy who's in Centipede, the star of Centipede.
Human Centipede. Was it the scientist?
The kind of stout guy.
The little guy. The little guy. Yeah, if it's the little guy, I helped push him while drunk.
He's the head of the centipede, I think.
I helped one of them. I helped the manager push him while drunk. He fell asleep on a computer at Mad Monster Party, and I helped lift him into an elevator so they could take him
upstairs.
That's
very nice. That's using your size in the service of helping others.
I can't watch the movie because I saw this guy.
So what, now you're a philanthropist? I'm sorry, a philanthropist? A philanthropist?
Eddie Lamar, right here, brothers and sisters.
Give her time. She'll be dating the work on her encryption code.
It's a joke.
Actually, Hedda Lamarr, the important thing about her, besides inventing radar, is
and
she
having that first simulated orgasm, or maybe it was real.
I'm from Detroit, Doc. Yeah. And in Detroit, we had WGPR Channel 62.
Yeah.
At age 13, me and my brother Donald.
Maybe we don't say Doc.
Me and my
your brother Donald. No relation to the Donald.
No. The Donald Jankowitz. So Donald Jankowitz and I would sleep.
So what happened?
Are you related to Weird Al Yankovic?
No, but he's
he
of the same
looks
tribe.
He kind of looks like him.
Yes,
I love Weird Al.
Right, actually, you do. You look like a giant.
He does.
Weird Al
he's
Yankovic.
Like the Weird Al giant.
I'm trying to find out what he was watching on this channel.
We would watch. Thank you, Captain. We would watch Ecstasy.
Ah.
Because it was for Detroit auto workers, you would stay up for Scream Blackula, Scream Blackenstein. And they would always run Ecstasy on WGPR 62. Any Detroiters out there, here's a shout out. Woo! WGPR was on all night, and they would run R-rated and dirty movies uncut for the auto workers. And the 12-year-old boy who snuck downstairs to watch. I was 13, Donald was 12. We'd watch the dirty French movies.
Oh, I know something.
Lay it on me, baby.
I just got a tweet. From Panty Boy.
But you did.
I did.
Maybe we just did.
We just did.
This is real time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not Panty Boy's time. But we want to give a shout out to Panty Boy.
Well, yeah. We do.
Right?
You want to show your panties a little
bit? I will show my panties. Although they're not that great tonight.
You know what?
I dropped a glass dick out of my vagina.
A dick.
I'm so sorry.
In the shape of a
Uncle
sword.
Uncle Chet, if you're watching, I apologize.
And,
we have a malfunction. Could you censor that, please?
I would also like to give a shout out to the giver of this dick to me, because the giver is someone who is a man without a dick.
As a former altar boy, I will avert my eyes.
Buck Angel. Buck Angel. Do you know who
I've
Buck
heard
Angel
of Buck
is?
Angel, actually.
Buck Angel is a transsexual who, a transgendered person, I hope I'm being politically correct here, but I
chick
love
with
Buck
a dick?
Angel. No, exactly the opposite. A man
with a vagina.
Well, you could say so, although the clit is very pronounced. I've seen it.
I'd like to see
and
it.
And it takes a lot of hormones and very muscular and hairy, but no, hasn't had like a dick put on there. But look at this.
What That's a big dick nub I mean, dick.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when it comes to good sex, you can have any size you want as long as, you know, you can buy it, right?
Buy it, feel good. Don't get an implant. I've seen that.
Pass.
It's a bad
Oh,
move.
No, no. Not. It, in fact, your penis kind of winds up like this sometimes.
And you might have to get it taken out.
And when I say like this to the people who are listening
on
radio,
they put a steel rod
bumps,
in it.
Little bumps appear if they do the fat injections.
And
That's
it can get
not
infected.
A good idea.
No, no.
So
they now the latest is they put a piece of steel in it.
Accept what you got.
Then
boys.
You're walking around with this fucking
it's
thing.
It's not the size
your
of the
legs.
Penis.
It weighs a ton.
Well,
my
let's
opinion,
just say
I do porn.
I know.
You can ask
okay.
me anything.
I mean, it's
about
always
dick.
Hard.
Do you like a big dick, small dick, average
I
dick?
I like a dick that is nice. A person that is nice to me. The bigger the dick you have, it just depends on how you use it. This, if you're, if it's not as well endowed, it's still the way you use it. If you're just all out for yourself, it's never going to be good for the girl.
Do you think that guys with big or small dicks are more out for themselves?
I can't make an accusation on that. I can only make an accusation on the way they
an
think
accusation?
In their mind.
Well, actually, she used that kind of correctly.
I did Wait, use it correctly. I can't make a comment or...
Well, the ask...
Yeah. Yes.
I have to ask
you
the
could make a comment on that.
If it's okay.
Go right ahead.
The
Do you prefer big dicks or small
no,
dicks?
No, I neither. But my question is, as a porn actress, do you prefer guy-girl or girl-girl? I asked this question to Marilyn Chambers. I found the answer interesting.
I like both.
Mm-hmm. And why?
Because it's my job?
No, no. I meant though, but do you have a preference? Marilyn Chambers said girl-girl was more interesting because they were cleaner than guys, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, guys were.
When did you ask her that question?
Before she died.
Before she
Depends
died.
Depends on the girl.
Okay, so
I don't do my interviews with a Ouija
some
board.
There can be skanky broads, you know.
It depends because my worst experiences have been with the ladies.
Tell
dirty
me why.
Girls.
Why?
Because their pussy stinks. They don't know when they smell, which is bizarre to me. Mm. That's something I've never understood in my career.
A rim shot, really?
No, I'm just saying, like, some of them don't understand.
Well, do you mention it to them, or do you?
I know. I would never.
I'm curious what
the social
The
director and the producer
is.
Mentioned
you know
that.
You know what you can do?
That's not
you
my
can,
job.
You can take some a mint in your own mouth if you're supposed to go down on a girl who doesn't smell good. And you kind of put the mint
right,
in and
but
out.
Right, but I can get gonorrhea and syphilis of the throat, chlamydia of the throat, so I'll
so,
just
I mean,
let
there's such a what do you actually do when it stinks?
They have to go home.
Wow. Have you ever... Have
yes,
you ever said that?
Yes,
have you ever
I've never said it.
So then
no,
you do say
I've
it.
Never said it.
Well,
I've never said it.
Why, I'm just curious,
why do
know?
They think they have
the
to go
The director
home?
Says it.
Wow.
Oh, okay,
the photographer, so it's not, I never
it.
Said anything.
The director says, your pussy stinks. You got to go
have
home.
Have you, actually how it goes is this.
How would you broach that subject?
have you, did you douche? Yeah. Oh, okay. We're going to take a quick break. Enjoy craft services. And then we'll be right back. Date and go to the bathroom. Okay. So anyway,
the
then
know.
Somebody else talks to them, not
the
me.
The one to grow.
Okay, so it's not my job.
So you find that women are less hygienic than men in general.
Really?
Absolutely. Because I can tell a man, use a baby wipe real quick, and usually it's from urine or something, a little sweat. The baby wipe works great.
Because they're
with a female
external, the organ
wait,
is external.
What do you do with the baby wipe? I don't understand.
Wipe your dick and balls.
You wipe the dick and the balls with the baby.
Right.
And then you suck on the baby wipe.
Wash it off, like wash your penis off, but an open orifice that smells
and
bad.
You do, and you do this to the person. That
no, they do it to themselves. I hand them the baby
themselves.
Wipe. I'm not a fluffer.
Well, that's no fun.
I do way more. I'm not there to like.
She's a star, Max.
Right. Like, that's not my job. My
I like
job
it
is...
when I was at USC and the nurse came by and washed my.
Well, that's
apparatus.
Fine, but I'm not there to watch. I'm going to suck their dick in a minute anyway, so let's just be real.
There's Hedy Lamarr blowing a flower.
Star, also star of
she
Samson Delilah.
Like look she's giving a blowjob.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To
Again, Ecstasy was this weird 30s dirty movie. They would show it. They would show it on WGPR 62. She also did Samson. If you watch Samson Delilah, one of the interesting things, the 1949, the original Cecil B. DeMille version, you'll find that it's astounding when you watch it today because Victor Mature, the film's lead, I'm pretty sure that's a fake last name, Stallone took everything from this guy. I mean, the whole eyebrow, the curled lip, all that is Victor Mature. If you watch it next time it's on AMC.
I've seen you in a different movie, I think. In a movie.
You might have.
Would you play a creepy guy with a dead leg?
What I want to know is about the foot fetish.
You did, didn't you?
Which the way? Foot fetish. Don't you have a foot fetish in
I
this
don't have
Chastity
a foot. Oh.
Bites movie? Your character.
You, the character has a foot fetish, thanks to writer-producer Lottie Ferris-Knowles.
And
not
so,
Pat Jenkins actor.
What is your character? Wait, where's the
we
camera?
We have cute feet.
Move it over.
What?
We both have cute feet. Okay.
You do have very cute feet.
Where's the camera?
You do. Put your feet together, ladies. See, those are adorable feet there.
Now, foot size
what's
is not reflective of how big our clits are, okay?
But curiously, what's the symbolism of the dragonfly? I've seen that in a lot of women's feet.
It's a prehistoric.
I think he is a foot fetishist.
Yeah. No. You really noticed. You must like dragonflies.
I'm not a super dog, but thank you.
All right.
So what is about, what happens in the movie with the foot fetish?
I wish to God you would watch it. It's just something the creepy character I played.
This is what got you onto my show. Keep that in mind.
No.
Because the sharks and all
Uncle
that.
Uncle Chet, I'm so sorry. My godfather. Okay. It's the character I play in the film has sort of a foot fetish. Mm. Thanks to writer-producer Lottie Ferris-Knowles, not I or my beloved sidecar. You do have cute feet, and the rest of you is cute too, of course, Doctor. And you too, of course, Dayton.
Mm-hmm.
But
so, in what way does he exhibit his foot fetish? What does he do?
I think he reads about it on the internet or something.
And what's his involvement in the movie?
I'm the henchman to the beautiful lesbian vampire who's taking over a small town.
Is this in Chastity Bites?
This is indeed in Chastity Bites. It sure as hell isn't in Bates.
So she's
second.
A vampire, the one who bathes
she's
a in the
she's
virgin
basically,
blood. I got it. So you're her henchman.
I am her henchman.
And you, while she's sort of, she kind of sucks on the necks and bathes in the virgin blood, you play with their feet?
Pretty much. That's sort of my thing.
Do you suck on their toes?
I don't know. I think I've read about it on the internet. I sure
don't,
wish I was.
No, it actually seems to bother you.
It does.
Why is that?
I don't know. I'm probably a Midwestern prude.
What do you actually like?
Sharks and ninjas, I think, are pretty
sexually?
Cool.
Sexually?
No.
Oh.
Well, you say you don't like foot fetish.
No.
So.
Uh-oh, are we embarrassing you?
No, you're not. Oh, my God, they have a clip from Chastity.
Oh.
Where the hell did you find? Oh, no. That's the scene from the film. This is the trailer, of course. I'm in
the
trailer.
With the band-aid.
They're very nice people. Again, Wiz Mobile is a good production company.
So,
not gone all the way with Carson.
Are you sucking on toes?
No, I'm not sucking on toes.
I am losing it. A group sport for today's team.
I'm showing somewhere in this. There I am.
An overhauled.
What?
Hang
we
on,
missed
keep
you.
Rolling. I might show up somewhere. Hang on.
People in the high school.
What? Hang on. Here we go.
The perfect person.
Show up
to
somewhere.
This
keep watching.
Adventure.
That's Liz Griffith. She's the she's the vampire I serve.
Oh yeah.
She's hot.
She's pretty.
She's very. Now you're a very beautiful English woman.
Chapter of my organization at your school. The Virginity Action Group.
The Virginity Action
what
Group.
What kind of right-wing nutjob cult is this?
Can we bathe in them?
She does bathe in human blood.
They all volunteer to be virgins. And
she's
pretty
cool. She's very cool.
And they revamp you into a virgin? Cool. I'll sign up for that.
They think they're going to get on MTV for being virgins.
Right, exactly. You have some.
No, I haven't. I just watched the trailer.
Oh, dear God.
But I'm a good student.
No, you are, Doc. You are.
I don't know what's going on around here, but you're it's one pretty of those creepy.
He's cute.
Elizabeth Bathory. She adhered to strict rules of witchcraft and demanded a ceremonial sacrifice of five virgins.
Liz Batho is not who she says she is, and everyone in VAG
is... Okay, I'll totally do the porn version of that if I get to be the girl that bathes in the blood.
I will pass it on to the appropriate people. Thank you.
The older woman.
I'll be the older woman.
Yeah. Oh, there
oh,
you
I
are!
I saw you!
Right, you look scary.
You have that weird hair.
I'm abducting someone. Thank you. I was born with it.
No, in the part down the middle.
Yeah, they do part of that in the middle
you
of the film.
You do the abducting.
I do a lot of the abducting.
Feet first.
I do. Oh.
Oh, see, that's disgusting.
I like it.
He's very disgusting.
Eroticizing blood and guts. I don't
know. But all horror.
All right, but, you know, it's
all horror
right.
is the three little pigs.
You did good.
Thank you, Dan.
So what turns you on?
Sharks and ninjas.
No. Really?
That's my thing.
That's what your fans will now. Are you married or single?
You know what? This is a very interesting show. I'm really having a good time. And you want to know about the book, I'll bet.
I just want to know if you're married or single.
We have an hour and a half show.
I can't even know if he's married or single.
He's probably not married.
25th century, a TV
right. You're going to get to do all that.
It's because of the shark fetish that we are not allowed
the
to know that.
The shark fetish?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. So, aren't I allowed to kid with a comedian?
You are.
But why are you turning red?
I'm Midwestern, and that's what we do.
What is that? Where are you from?
I'm from Detroit, Michigan.
All right. Oh, that is ghetto. You are not that Midwestern.
Yeah,
I don't even feel sad for you.
We moved to Sterling Heights.
Come with Detroit, Michigan to somebody else.
That hurts.
Because that is seriously a dangerous area.
It is now, but you know what? In the carefree 80s, it was kind of fun.
It sounds sad.
But you know, a lot of people do channel their sexual yearnings into, you know, blood, horror, you know.
It's an interesting motif. You know what I mean? I mean,
kind of sick. But, you know, we, I think, have to take a break, don't we? All right. We're going to come back with Bonoboville
Communion
of some sort.
We'll have fun.
We're going to have some fun. So, no blood on this show, although we did show a trailer with blood. But we make like bonobos, not baboons. So
mandrills are cooler. I'm still saying, ladies.
Aren't we talking about?
And we're talking about size.
And we have Bloody Marys. Here.
Oh, we love Bloody Marys.
Mary, come on up.
And
is there a Mary?
Betty Boop.
A Bloody Mary?
Do you like my Betty Boop sock on my arm?
Oh, that is cool. She was Max Fleischer did her, the same animator who did Superman and Felix the Cat, actually, and Popeye.
You are just a fount of infotainment. So don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really? They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life. We'll be right back.
sisters, we are going to have a Sibian ride for Masturbation Month.
So you've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine now.
Put one leg right here. Put the other right here and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. She's mounting the Sibian. Have you ever ridden a Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride. It's my best friend.
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot riding the Sibian.
Whoa, yeah. Holy what? Shit. Yeah. That does the job.
Yeah, it's doing
Sibian
it, baby.
Sibian strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the womb room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em cowboy. Woo!
Take a deep breath,
so
deep breath.
Now relax.
Plus fort, Patrick. Plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating Masturbation Month.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Sonnez les matines. Ding, ding, dong. Princesse, en français.
Oui,
oui.
Happy Lupercalia!
Oh, there she goes! She's coming! She's whistling! Hallelujah!
Sister,
that is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. Wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Thank you.
And
amen.
I think that was
amen,
an orgasm.
Dr. Susan Block.
I think
amen.
We have orgasm, Houston. Whee! And let's we have a hand.
We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
Okay.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Okay, we're gonna go.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
Oh, my vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just gonna take this home.
That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. I'm. Come on.
I don't think I can say those words. Where's the husband?
You got the Sibian. You don't need the husband.
Oh my God! Oh! Whoa! Whoa! Oh!
Don't let her fall over. Whoa. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web.
A puppy, you need to be down, boy. I need to have you on your knees, I think. So we're back, and we are the Dr. Susan Block Show, broadcasting live from Bonoboville.
Go Bonobo!
Woohoo!
Mandrills are cooler.
Okay, down on your knees for that.
Yes, ma'am.
And spanked by the Bonobo Way.
Use my book. It's a better book than the Bonobo Way.
No, it's not.
Spanked harder for saying that. It okay, hurts. Now, what did you say to me earlier?
I said you were one of these. You're one of these amazing Southern California personalities. You know what I mean? Like Elvira or
he
Richard
Blade.
He
didn't say one of, right?
No, no. What I mean is you're one of these. You are the Southern California personality. Well, you can only happen in California. You know what I mean? Like Richard Blade or
Actually,
Elvira.
I was born in Philadelphia.
Yeah, but you made it in L.A.
True.
I made it.
You made it now. No, you graduated Yale.
Yeah, she graduated Yale. She is one of a kind. She didn't become Dr. Susan Block until she came on here.
I like the weather.
And you like the weather, and not only that, anybody who went to like the Lakers game or anything would see your banner. When there was the big Lakers riot, your banner was on the news. Do you remember that? When you were down by...
Yeah.
So I remember when the Lakers riot happened, you would see...
My banner.
Doc Block's banner hanging on on the pole. Do you remember that?
My banner hanging on the pole?
Yeah, they were burning your car.
He's confusing me with
No. It was remember. You. Am I right, Captain?
My banner hanging on the pole?
Yeah.
What? Hey, I want to do a
After
fact check.
After all plays, down by the, by the stadium.
Fox News?
Yeah,
Fox
down
News?
By the stadium.
Was
you remember this?
NBC? What was it?
Down by the stadium.
Yeah.
By the arena.
When the Lakers had a huge riot and they tipped over cars and lit shit
know,
on fire.
I know.
Channel 7 kept
riot.
Showing your name as over a burning car. Do you don't remember this?
Well,
it was very cool.
It was close to my place. I had a place then downtown, right? Was that
your name was out there and there was a burning car. And so
underneath,
all people could do
get
is
this
read
footage.
Your
underneath, underneath the burning car, your banner is like, this big.
As if
Dane's
I caused
exactly
it.
Right.
No, you didn't cause it. Well, you were lighting it on fire for years.
You can see the gentlemen who are causing it, but your name was right there. They might as well have been working for you.
My name was there. As for what reason, though?
Because it was for, you have a banner up for publicity. Right?
You had a banner up for publicity under the burning car. Over the burning car.
Lit the car on fire. You didn't do it.
You didn't do it, but when they were filming the burning car, your name and everything was available.
All right.
Casual viewers.
My claim to fame. I my name under a burning
claim
car.
To fame, I think you have more claim to fame.
Well, that's where you
How
saw
many books?
My
How
my
many
name,
books?
I guess, under a burning car. Cool, I guess.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Because you're against burning cars.
Are you against? What's your stand, Doc Block, on burning cars?
You know, burning cars, you know, I mean, that's cool. I mean, I could see that as an art project. That
man's greatest
not
achievement.
When they're rioting.
Well, I honestly have no problem with a burning car. It's killing people I have the problem with.
Well, you know.
If there's a person in the car,
if someone objects to you burning their car, you break eggs and make an omelet.
Or like one of your dogs was in the car. There you go.
That
so
would be
that would be a problem.
Well,
but if it's just
a
car and someone wants to burn a car and, you know, not as long as it's not my car.
Hey, look, as long as you get publicity, good or bad, either way, you're winning.
Publicity is a good thing. Yeah.
So tonight we're talking about size.
As long as you're not rioting.
Sometimes it's good to have a little one. Like when you're sipping water through a penis straw. Mm-hmm. And
you're not Vietnamese.
Sometimes it's good to have a big one. So we have a large guest tonight.
We do. He's extra large. I don't know what's in his pants.
He won't tell me if he's married or single or what his interests are.
Cards,
although he
doctor.
Definitely does not have a foot fetish. He's, or maybe he does because he's so adamantly against it. But will That's you tell us if your penis is proportionate to your size?
My
your
penis
height?
Is proportionate to my size.
He sounds like he's in school when he says, "My penis is proportionate to me."
I promise, Mom.
How big does
Sister
that mean?
Sister Rita Jean, if you're watching, I
apologize. Because you're a giant.
I
so does
I
that mean your penis is like a foot long?
I'm a midget, so don't feel. I'm a dwarf almost.
What does that got
really
to do with
nice
his penis?
Nice book
being
about
a
the
foot
Buck Rogers TV thing. Series.
Okay, so let's assume his penis is about a foot long.
Wow, that's huge.
Well, he's huge. He's 6 foot nine.
I know, but that's I'm so big. A foot?
So you're that's not like allowed to do PIV sex with Dayton. And you remember what PIV is?
I do. Captain explained it in the bar at the beginning of the show.
All right.
And mandrills are cool, but bonobos are.
But we will allow you to lift her up.
I would be honored to lift up
Dayton.
Okay,
here we go. And a drum roll, please. Oh, okay, but can we show your tits while you're
of
being lifted
course.
Up? Okay, so first show the tits. Drum roll for the shit tit showing. Excuse me. Okay. There we go. And voila. The biggest part about Dayton, I even think each one of these might be bigger than your head, perhaps.
I wonder if I should hold my book under them, but I don't want to.
Hold on. You'll have time for your book later. You and your book. We got your book. Don't worry.
Thank you.
You have plenty of time.
I understand the book anxiety.
I understand
that's
it too.
That's why I smacked him with mine.
I like to give props for what I'm up to.
That hurts.
No, with my
book. I promise you, you'll have time.
Okay, with your book, I'm sure it would feel good.
Well, you your book always feels good.
You know,
write books all day long.
The bigger
they
are, the harder they fall. You know,
correct.
A lot of the big guys.
It's the ones, the tiny ones you have to watch
all right,
out for.
So here she is, Dayton Rains.
Okay, ready?
And she is going to, she's wearing a tank top under her beautiful 32 triple D boobs that are on display for all you voyeurs, you boob lovers. And I think everyone is a boob lover. Women and men, we all love boobs. Whoops, she's doing a dance, the bosom ballet. Mm-hmm. And now our very large guest, Pat Jankowicz.
Oh, very good, doctor.
Yeah, okay. So cousin of Weird Al Yankovic. Well, he seems to be. And so he is going to lift our girl, Dayton Rains, up. You should take your shoes off so we can see how.
You guys didn't hear me go to the toilet.
Oh, she wants to be graceful. Oh, okay, here we go. But that's no challenge to lift her up because I could lift her up. She's so tiny. Okay, but now they're going to do a trick. Whoa! Jesus. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's a weapon. Whoa, okay, here we go. She's now doing a trick, and she's got her legs wrapped around his head and her, whoops, her arms down and her tits out. And let's see, got a microphone?
Yeah.
No, but this microphone is turned off. Okay, here we go. Wow. Whoa, and
that's like stop motion. That's amazing.
Thank you. Can we have an applause, please, for this? Did all the camera people get their shot? Yeah, okay.
Thank you for having me.
That was good. You were useful there.
I tried. I
know. You
did I hurt you?
No, you did not, dear Lenny. Thank you. That was amazing to watch, though. It was like an Aurora Borealis. Mm. You know? I mean, it just, it almost looks impossible to do. You know? And you're in high heels. That's amazing.
She's the amazing Dayton Rains.
That is impressive.
And she is a therapist with the Dr. Susan Block Institute in case you need therapy.
Thank you. If I need a Sicilian therapist, you'll be the first one I call.
Thank you.
How many heads taller than us?
Are you? I don't know. You're both very petite little ladies.
Mm, no, actually, Dayton's taller than me right now. Oh, now she got shorter than me. She's wearing.
How tall are
you? I decided to wear my short shoes tonight because I wanted to look, you know, not so tall next to him.
Well, thank you.
And then I wore my tall
Whoops.
Shoes.
Where's this?
Wow. Did you really? I appreciate that. Thank you. Mm. You guys are very petite and adorable.
Mm-hmm. So now you could lift both of us up.
I could.
One in each hand. Yeah.
Okay, there
you
ready? Go. One, two, three.
Ready? Here we go.
We're up.
It's my great potty trick. I will not break the doctor or young Dan there. There we go. Tell me when I set you lovely. The hard part's never picking you up. It's pretty
okay.
Good.
Well, we're just waiting for the photographers. Okay. All right, now down we go.
There we go.
Yay. Okay. Whew.
Thank you.
Wow, so you're so strong.
I have moments.
Yes, this is where size matters. Okay, does size matter in the bedroom or politics is our question of the night. You know, America always feels that size, you know, bigger is better. And what do we have? We have the biggest military-industrial complex in the world.
There you go. Uncle Sam and all that good stuff. You know, and this is something...
That's not a good thing.
Well,
we also, just to counterbalance that, we have the biggest prison industrial complex in the world as well.
Guards need jobs, too.
What was that?
Guards need jobs, too.
Guards need jobs, too. This guy needs a copy of the Bonobo Way.
as long as you sign it, I'm cool.
And, you know, that is one of the reasons that the prison industrial complex is so bloated, is it's America's most... growing jobs program. And isn't that kind of sick?
It's interesting.
Yeah. Yes, Captain Max.
Wait, your head's not
in the
frame.
Well, we just got to keep all those people in prison. That's what we got to do. We don't want all those people running around, do we?
All those people who are in prison, most of whom are in on, like, drug-related charges let's just say nonviolent charges, you know, just in there. Rotting away.
They're releasing slowly.
So that guards can have jobs.
You're making me feel bad.
Guards with jobs.
Yeah. All right. So I'm sure that Donald Trump, he of the short fingers, will make the prison industrial complex even bigger.
Bloated.
To compensate for his short fingers. What are we showing here?
What's that clip from?
Looks like.
What is that?
Oh, yeah, this is the LA riots.
What are you
LA
riots?
Oh, is this where my.
Is that the LA riots?
Is this where my name is?
Am
I thought that was the guy from.
We're looking for that. We could not find it, but we're just going through.
Oh, the Lakers riot. Yeah, find the shot of the burning car in Dr. Block's
name. Not the LA riots, the Lakers riot.
Lakers riots.
The Lakers riot was in the late 90s.
She had an unbroken.
There was a recent one.
There was like 5 minutes of Doc Block's name over a burning car.
I had a banner up somewhere.
Yeah.
Down to
by at Staples Center.
In the right place.
Yeah, we were down at the state.
I'm sorry.
That's where our studios were.
Wow.
They were
off the blue line track.
That's right. Right off the blue line.
There was your picture.
And it was sitting right over the. It was sitting right over the gate, actually.
Wait, what year was that?
And they superimposed it.
1990. What? You're thinking of the LA riots. That was 91.
No, 92.
Or 92 or 93.
Wait, what year was
the Lakers riots? Were like 99 or 98?
No, there was a was it the recent one or the other
one? I thought it was the recent one. I think it was 2010, right?
It was in
Lakers
2000.
Lakers riots 2010.
2010.
And you could read this Doc Block's name really easily over a burning car.
2010.
I thought you guys had planned it. It turned out so well, you know?
It really was a good retrospect. It was all over the news.
Every news channel had Dr. Block's name hanging there over a burning car. Should I sit down too?
We burn your cars.
Want to get rid of your car? Call us.
Hey, in that case, the burning car served a good purpose to highlight my name.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, it was on every news channel.
It was. It was. KTTV, ABC, Channel 4.
Uh-huh. So... what happened with your friends when you told them you were going to be on my show today?
I got a bunch of cryptic calls from friends who kept saying, "Do you know Dr. Block's show?" And I knew when you were on like KTTV and stuff, so I thought, "Well, I guess we're going to talk about the book and psychiatry." And they just laughed and hung up. I got like 5 calls like that. And they kept going, "Do you know Dr. Block?" And I go, "Well, she's an LA personality like Richard Blade." And they go, "She's not like Richard Blade. She's better." And then that's all they would say, and they kind of giggle like terrorists and hang up. And Dayton here in the free in the breeze. That was not what I expected, but it's an interesting. It's the most interesting talk show I've been on.
Free in the breeze?
You know,
free in the breeze. You
know, Jaybird, naked as a bird.
I'm not naked.
I know you're not naked, but you know what I mean. I mean, the headlights are clearly on.
She's wearing her panties.
I know. I apologize.
Oh, I'm in trouble for being naked all the time.
No, I mean you're not in trouble. It's
no,
just,
there's no trouble.
It's not like last week it was on Boston radio, and I assure you it was nothing like this.
Well, we're not like anything.
Actually, this is a very conservative show for us.
You're impressive.
By now, we should have done Bonoboville Communion. And you were an altar boy, so you know how important communion is.
Yeah.
Sister Imogen, I'm
so
sorry.
You got to get right with God, the goddess, or whatever you worship.
Happy Herstory, and, by the way, ladies.
Yeah, happy Herstory. Yeah. Happy Women's Month. And so, and by the way, we are told that there could be other Bonoboville communions today.
I think we have a Bonobo.
We are celebrating the 3rd anniversary of Gonzo Bonobo's stint. He's been in Bonoboville for 3 years.
He's been in Bonoboville for 3 years.
On March 5th, under a burning car. No, I mean.
actually, 2010, woman. Look it up. You'll find the Lakers. Lakers riot, Dr. Susan
I've
Block.
Seen
You'll
it.
Find
I've,
it.
I was at that game.
It was amazing to watch. It was a hell of an ad for you guys.
Right. Which is embarrassing to say on TV because I've never
brought
it up.
It's enough already with the burning car.
Yeah, I was there.
Wait. Is that the burning car, Don?
There is a burning car.
There's a car. Hold on.
One of them, when you see the Lakers riot, it'll be Doc Block's name over a burning car.
All right. So we are going to do our Bonoboville communion before we're over.
Okay. So Gonzo Bonobo is going to do a communion. And are you going to do
it? I don't know how he's going to do that while he's holding
I will help.
There's someone that'll hold the camera. Onobo.
Onobo has a camera in her hand.
She has a camera in her hand.
Bambi.
How about Bambi? Bambi could
you
want to
hold
the
camera,
the
camera Bambi? Don't drop the camera,
Bring in the
Bambi.
Stunt guy.
No.
I know.
So
I'll help.
Sexist.
Yes, ma'am.
God damn.
When in Rome, woman, I will do as Romans do.
All right. Gonzo Bonobo. Speech.
Yay. Hey. Here, you want to trade me
3 years.
Welcome, sir.
This is his third anniversary.
Right. Here you go. Right, sit in the hot seat, Gonzo.
In the hot seat.
Hello, Gonzo.
Congratulations. Don't sit on the dildos. On dildos. Yeah, right.
And please don't sit on my book.
She's
in
my
banana. So.
Yes.
Does size matter? So, I mean, congratulations. And
you're Gonzo? Your third year with Dr. Block?
Third year.
What's the craziest thing you've seen in the show? This is my first time tonight.
I didn't ask that question.
Outside of the 4 or 5 laughing phone calls.
I promised I wouldn't put him on the spot.
I had no idea what I was to expect tonight.
Not what we saw on the show. Is what we don't see on the show.
I didn't promise I wouldn't put him on the show.
That bird lady, the snake lady.
What is the weirdest thing you saw, or most amazing thing, Gonzo?
I'd have to be very politically correct on terms. I don't know.
Bird lady.
Well, he's met me. That's
very
pretty weird.
You're pretty amazing.
You got a date in here. You know, that's amazing enough.
Oh.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah.
A gentleman.
That's sweet.
So what, really, what is
well,
the,
you
what?
Wouldn't tell us if you were married or single. And
hang
you're
on,
like
I'm still working.
Yeah, you want to be the well, who are you?
I'm curious. No, but
he's 6'9" is who he is.
That's right.
What is the weirdest thing you've seen
on?
I'll
take him down.
When you address him, you say yes, sir. Okay,
right. Ma'am. I think he should call me ma'am.
Yes,
you?
Ma'am. I apologize.
Thank you. Okay,
I hate being called ma'am.
I love
yes,
it.
Yes, dear lady.
Especially by a 6'9"
call
guy.
Call me cupcake or something. I like don't call me ma'am.
Call ma'am. It indicates you. That you know.
Yeah, also it's some respect. Third year. I also want to say that we're now being rated above Vivid Radio.
All right.
Yay.
We're which right one? On Playboy's ass.
Wow. I mean, woo!
We're sniffing their hairs. You know, and the show has become quite extraordinary. It's the greatest sex show on earth.
And the Bonobo right Way up. Is getting more 5-star reviews. And Dr. Serena Gaya, professor of humanities at the University of Puerto Rico at Mayagüez, said that the Bonobo Way talk that I gave as a keynote address to the students of
you filled the
beautiful
auditorium,
Puerto Rico
with all these
was
beautiful
a
little students.
Quote, big
students.
Hit. Now, when
I
it
see
comes
what you did there.
To keynote addresses,
you used to
yes,
be able to touch them. Now
size
can't do that.
Is important. Oh, now Max is talking about students and how they turn him on, but he can't touch them. I'm trying to talk about my talk here.
Oh, yeah, go
yeah,
ahead.
Right. Yeah. No, there were a lot of wonderful students, and some of them are you know,
coming
still
here.
Are now our friends coming mm-hmm. here. And we're, of course, going to go back to Puerto Rico to party with them. And we partied with some of them on the beach. And, read all about it on the Bonoboville News. So... Gonzo
who should take communion first.
3 years. 3 years.
Well, I think Gonzo should
turn
so that then he can get
microphone.
The camera back.
Check, check,
so
check
he's going to also
turn
show
up his microphone. Turn
our
his microphone up.
Guest how it's done.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. So will you please pour, would you like Ron to Jeremy
Gonzo.
Rum or Agua Coca Leaf liqueur?
What do you want? What's your day?
I'm an alcohol connoisseur. No, I don't want to say that either. We like
beer. No,
I close my
eyes. Yeah, right. Remember our trip to Berkeley?
Surprise me. That's why I don't do much of that.
Would you like the agua?
I don't do much of those fancy drinks.
Okay, we'll do the agua.
I'm going to give him some agua. Oh, you give him some
I got it. Let me give you the salt. Mm. I got you.
This agua comes from the rainforest and the cocoa leaves.
What's the Catholic prayer? Oh, Anno Domini.
And then goes to Holland
for extreme unction.
Right. Okay. So, you know, in Catholic communion, you have the body of the Lord and the blood. Speaking of blood, you're into horror and stuff.
Of course.
And you, of course, are friends with our friend, trauma guy,
Lloyd Kaufman. The great Lloyd Kaufman.
And we had Asta Paredes and one of his other, Asta, Catherine, I think. Was.
I met Catherine. Yeah. I met Asta once at Comic-Con.
Yeah. Whoa. And yeah, so they're into green blood. There on Troma Films. Shout out to Troma Films.
Big ups to Troma.
Okay.
And yeah, Troma Films.
I mean, I like a lot of these horror movies because they have a lot of good messages in them. It's just the blood. But of course, they got away with it in that Nuclear High or Nukem High.
I'm in class of Nukem High Part 3 or Part 2.
Blood is green.
The next one out, I'm a horrified Fangoria reporter watching people melt down in front of me.
And I love the green blood, I have to say, because it doesn't look like blood. So, okay. So we have the blood, and now we have the body of Dayton. So move forward, please, a little bit. So now you...
So where do you want it?
Tits!
Yeah, come on.
Come on. What do you have to ask?
Open up the camera. Oh,
nice lick, right? Good
nice
one.
Lick.
Good one.
Good form. Good form.
He knows how to do it.
Very okay. good.
And now
good.
We have a little
good
salt.
Good sound. Good everything.
And now. Yes. And.
You're like a quickie.
A quickie. Oh, a quickie. Oh, you want it to be longer. See, she likes you. Yeah. She wants
let
more.
Let me see your fingers.
I need more. Oh, yeah. Let me see those hands.
That's my yellow bonobo. Of course I like
hands
him.
Hands up. All right. And okay. Now, back in the lap of luxury, he goes. And the agua is poured down his throat. Actually, before you do that, here. No. You're going to get laid on the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Yeah, I see what you did there.
Getting laid, and
this
now
could, this could be
the
happen.
Blood of trauma going down you, his Captain. Throat. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, green blood. We love it.
What are you doing? Taking notes?
Yeah, I want to do a shout out to trauma on my blog.
Smart, smart.
Yeah,
they're good guys.
I take notes during this show because you know
it's impressive. It's,
it, there's no script. I just write things down during it. And let's have a hand for Gonzo Bonobo with us for 3 years. And
put it in your mouth. Your motherfucking mouth. Gonzo did all of it.
Yay.
Good job.
Good job.
Professional at something.
You did a good. You did good.
All right.
I'm professional at others.
Got lipstick all over your face. Very good. Very good.
Well, nice. I can't.
Are you ready to follow that up?
Nervously, yes.
Let's well, you know what? Since we're not letting you have PIV sex with Dayton.
I don't even know what that is.
We explained that.
She went over that in the first 10 minutes.
I'm confused.
Could you explain that, please?
Yes. Anus and vagina.
It's what?
Penis and vagina.
You said like Polish and vagina. That's
penis
how it,
and
you
vagina?
Went Polish and vagina.
What penis? Polish,
Polish vagina.
No.
Did you say Polish vagina?
I said penis and vagina.
Polish.
Penis and vagina.
How about Polish sausage would make more sense in this case?
Actually, it's technically it's kielbasa. That's
kielbasa.
Oh,
you know
which
about
is
this.
Fabulous.
Kielbasa.
How big is yours?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Detroit, Michigan, anyone calls it kielbasa.
You come hands out up. Here.
I know what kielbasa is.
If you order it like Costco, it'll be like Polish hot dog.
Yep.
But right. Everyone in Detroit will call it kielbasa. You know, and they'll pronounce the L.
Kielbasa, yeah.
Kielbasa. You know what I mean? Kielbasa.
Right. Yeah. So since you can't stick your kielbasa into Dayton's...
Store.
Italian pudding.
Thank you.
We are going to get you laid.
Woo!
Right now.
This.
All right.
Right here on the show.
We have gotten you laid properly, and you look good in it. You know, okay. This more festive. Yeah. All right. So now, do we have a pouring
show,
of some green blood? Yeah. This is the traumatized.
I'm a professional.
Blood.
Okay, in the honor of Lloyd Kaufman.
Christ.
Oh, shit.
I mean Lloyd
that's
Kaufman.
Not blasphemy.
It's the you know Lloyd Kaufman is kind
this
of a Christ
it.
Figure.
Yes.
Because he's always saying that you know the mainstream media doesn't give him enough. I don't know PR or something. And so here he is.
Be my target.
Relax.
Relax.
Okay.
Western, right. You guys.
I'm going to hold the mic so you can. Get on your knees, I
remember
think.
When
look
you were a little altar boy.
Look at these sneakers are the size of canoes. Whoa.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, so you're already ready to lie back. Okay. You haven't done the... You have to turn around first.
Oh,
no, wait. You didn't do the salt. You didn't do the salt. You have to do the salt. Yes. You can do a shoulder.
What?
Okay, you're too big.
Okay. No, he did the shoulder. Did he lick it?
Miss,
no.
Yeah, sometimes it happens.
You don't even want him to lick your shoulder. How about your knee? How about your foot? It's a foot fetish thing.
Just a few weeks ago.
Up,
big
guy. He
just
wants me to pour it down his throat. I guess. He can't even lick me. He just wants
what about the foot? I think the foot
the
would
elixir.
Be ideal.
A shoulder. Okay, are you nervous? Just lick my nipple. Come on. You're way
the nipple. We'll go for the shoulder.
The shoulder.
All right. Lick my shoulder.
Okay. And the salt. Here we go. This is the body.
Wow, yay. Oh, wow. So fun. Thanks. Wow, me too. I'm so horny.
See how important size is, brothers and sisters?
And then you lick it again.
Okay. Well, he did.
My God. You have to.
I think he did.
He is hairy.
He's big and hairy.
Ouch!
I have a lot of clients that would be really excited by this show.
Don't you have to let me move.
Don't crush her. Don't crush her, whatever
okay.
You do.
I don't know if you should lie back on her. It's okay. All right. Lean back on the thing here. The stool. Okay. 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 Okay, so...
Okay, I'm 100 pounds. How much do you weigh?
I'm about 265.
Right, so you're about 165 over me, which is a whole human. So scooch your feet towards the chair. Towards the chair, not
she
back
doesn't
on
like
me.
Being called ma'am, I do.
Yes,
I don't.
I apologize, doctor. Okay. I apologize,
it's good.
This is the weirdest appearance I've ever had.
It'll be fine, I promise. Okay. It'll be really fine.
I love
thank
that.
Thank you, Your Highness.
Okay, open.
Down the hatch. Drink that green blood. Ooh, it went down his cheek.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, ladies.
Yeah, good.
That help was very good.
Very
thank
good.
You.
Let's thank hear you. It for Agua, and let's hear it for Pat.
Thank you, ladies.
Jankovic and Dayton Wayne.
He's a lot of heavy.
Right.
What was that?
He's a
this is the most unique appearance I've ever had promoting a book. Thank you, everybody.
We're going to even let you say the name of your book.
Oh, it's Buck Rogers in the 25th Century. Thank you.
There you go.
TV Companion. That's available on Bear Manor Media. You can get it on Amazon or your local comic shop. Thank you, Your Highness.
All right.
Ladies, thank
okay.
you.
Should we just leave him there on the floor?
Thank you, guys.
We'll just sort of pull you out.
So, cool. So where can we find you? Besides...
You're much more fun alive, ladies. Right. Should I lean forward and sit up?
Yeah, we're ready to pretty much close the show.
Okay,
so
okay. I apologize.
You can
do a pitch
yeah,
now.
No, it's okay. It's okay. But tell us where we can find you when we need a big guy.
I would be honored. Of course, SAG after. the book is available on Amazon. It's on Kindle. It's on your local comic shop. You can order it. Barnes & Noble carries it. Barnes & Noble online.
It's carried in most of the bookstores. You
it's carried in most of the bookstores.
Of
I also have two other books if you want to read about Jaws, as Doc Block mentioned. It's available. Just when you thought it was safe, a Jaws companion.
If you have a shark fetish.
And if you have a shark fetish, which everybody should.
Okay.
And you wouldn't like me when I'm angry, Hulk companion.
When you're angry.
Yeah. And, you know,
You look good down on the floor like that.
Thank you. You also write for different magazines?
For Titan Publishing, Star Trek the magazine, occasionally Star Wars the magazine, Fangoria magazine. If you're if you were ever a 14-year-old boy, that's your jam. It's
we
monsters.
Have a lot of them. Shouldn't be listening, but they are. And what would you like? Did you want to do communion?
Yeah.
Off of his big dick?
No. Of you. Off of your fabulous breasts. I'm assuming. The top part.
No, not that.
This is totally not my normal.
He's super.
Oh, we know you hang maybe out Gonzo's in the massage stomach. Parlors.
We're out of time anyway, Dr. Susie.
Well, you do adore midnight. Dr. Susie. You are singularly Southern Californian, even though you went to Yale and you're from back east. Even though you and Dayton are Midwestern girls. This is
Dayton is not a Midwestern girl. And actually, I'm a lot of things, but Midwestern girl is not one of them. But I'm not going to hold my microphone
anymore.
Apologize.
Yeah.
Unless you get on your knees.
Yes,
ooh.
How about I just scooch over here?
On your
knees. Oh, my God. His shoe is as big. His shoe will come out of my throat.
Yeah. All right. So.
Now, you got to turn on that other microphone there, please.
Dayton, I'm sorry. Well, thank you. But yeah, this is a uniquely Southern California experience.
Yes, it is.
All right, so let's see. Who else did I want to shout out here? So Max, do you have something to say?
Do I have something to say? Yeah, listen, the country is in the pits, the shithole. And the sinkhole, and there's a bunch of crazy people running for office. I mean, they're all out of their fucking minds.
It is amazing. It's like Idiocracy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with democracy.
Idiocracy.
That's correct. Mm. Right.
I'm just surprised no pro wrestlers. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, well,
exactly.
Rondo, you know, in some ways, this Idiocracy, or whatever you want to call the Republican debate, is kind of laying bare what's always been hidden in their pants, and that is their shortcomings. You know, you see it now. It's so apparent that they have nothing to really offer the people of America, the people of the world.
They got things to offer to their families.
Oh, yeah. You should see the Trump sons. They both look like dickheads with hair. I mean, such privileged, preening, you know, cockheads. You couldn't find a more, central casting couldn't cast them better. Trump, a man of vanity, pride, greed, rage, a walking, squawking lie. I wrote this earlier. A expensively attired, bloviating shitbag of hypocrisy with Agent Orange hair and stubby fingers.
Agent Orange hair, that's a good line.
All right. So,
go Donald. Good
you
luck.
Know, go Donald. Don't go. Well, I mean, maybe it'll be an easy win for Hillary, I guess. Maybe not. You know,
I mean, it's kind of all over. It's like the joke is over. You see,
he's been bashing people,
and you see what these people have been doing. Hillary too. They're all like,
they're talking.
They're all
gossiping.
On the take. They're all on the take. They're all part of the industrial military complex. That's how they make their money. You know, and there is no trickle down. very little trickle down.
I can't read that. If you're going to come here, just bring it over.
Was that Panty Boy?
It said your daughter has been taken.
What does that say? What's your record with the Hitachi?
Is that towards me?
Who's asking the question?
Oh, is that a tweet?
Yeah.
Is this from?
It's a tweet.
Mine with a Hitachi
that
about.
That sounds like the question Panty Boy would ask. Porn star fan.
I can answer
and
that.
And so he wants to know with Dayton, who
he wants to know about me. No.
Oh, Max, what's your record with the Hitachi for your orgasms?
About 5 or 6.
Okay.
You never use the Hitachi.
All I have is what's your
I
record?
I use the Hitachi.
With the Hitachi.
Maybe
Dayton.
He's talking about mine.
Dr.
Yeah.
Sue.
What is your record?
My
with
record with the Hitachi is not that many. In
you don't like vibrators that
I've
seen.
I don't need
them. What makes you come?
Dick.
Dick? Harry doesn't or Jim?
I don't.
Just dick.
Just dick? Nothing on your clit?
No, I don't really need it.
She's a porn star.
Yeah, I'm a porn star.
I don't even know if she actually
What does that
comes.
Mean? Wait
I don't
a minute.
Know.
Yes, I do.
Well,
in
not,
my private
I don't
life.
Know. Yeah, really?
I can't give away all my
right.
secrets.
Ah,
we're in overtime.
All right. So
the staff
size,
is socialist and
sometimes
I don't
matters.
Have a Hitachi.
Sometimes
number.
Size does not matter. We're gonna put Dayton on a Hitachi and
time's up.
For my birthday.
For your birthday.
We'll have all the girls put the Hitachi on my vagina.
Speaking of which, yep, Dayton's birthday is coming up. It's going to be the 19th. Next week is hypnosis. That's why I'm wearing purple. I'm getting in the mood for...
Be here or be square.
Jackie man. Holland, is who is coming back.
Jackie Holland.
She is
I know
one
her.
Of the stars of Hollywood Sex Wars. She's been on this show a few years ago.
She's in Bikini Superheroes, now playing on Skinemax.
And
thank
she
you for
is
that.
An she is a hypnotist. I said erotic hypnosis because that is what we do at the Dr. Susan Block Institute. Jackie is a hypnotist who is so erotic. Simply because she's gorgeous.
Oh,
I mean,
my
I'm
God.
Not sure what she
she's
does.
So hot.
We're gonna
How
find
about
out.
Her good morning
She's going
to
hypnotize some people, including
I hope
her
she
dog.
Hypnotized me.
Maybe she will. You know, I'm sure if you...
For the best organ.
Present right. yourself, she will. Exactly. That might do it better than Hitachi.
And you hear the little music, which is the music.
And that is the little music. So size go. Only matters if you want it to, right? And a lot of our clients do, so give us a call. But if it's not important, it doesn't have to be. By the way, I want to say Hitler was said to have a very tiny and deformed micropenis. And he was.
And you won't hear that on the History Channel.
I don't know if it's got anything to do with syphilis because it was a birth defect. So I think it's got more to do with what drove him crazy. Syphilis was... I don't even know if he had syphilis. But he definitely... According to this study that was done of his corpse, had a micro penis, although there is no penis bone left over. So, no, it wasn't a study of his corpse. It was according to when he was in World War I as a soldier, they examined him, and the doctor in the German army determined he had a deformed micro penis. And there's actually a name for it, and it's a genetic inheritance. So, you know, these penis issues are kind of important. They do relate to politics. They can kind of drive people crazy. You know, and let's just say, guys, you got what you got. Don't let it turn you into a raging lunatic.
Don't show it to anybody.
Everybody
if it's
likes
really small.
And don't protest too much with your short fingers, or we're just going to assume the worst. So.
All righty.
Yep, we love you, whatever your size, and anyways, we want you to make like bonobos, not baboons, make love, not war, make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you. Hello. We love you.
Peace out, people. Thank you for a unique experience, ladies.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.